a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Well, good morning and welcome this Friday to the Senate Local Government Committee. We'd like to welcome all the South Dakotans across the state listening on the internet. Just a reminder for those of you in the audience, please place your cell phones on vibrate or turn them off during the committee hearing. If you do plan on testifying today, you have to sign in at the wooden podium. With that said, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Here.
Hunhoff. Lederman. Nelson. Thiessen. Holine.
Here.
Schleckaway.
Here.
There is five, so there is a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The Chair will entertain a motion for approval of minutes from our previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Holine, seconded by Bradford. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Minutes approved. Okay, with that said, committee members, we will get started. The first bill we'll take up is House Bill 1096. This is an act to specify the venue for certain appeals involving home rule municipalities. And welcome, Representative Hunt.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Representative Roger Hunt, District 10, Minnehaha, Lincoln County. 1096 is basically, I believe, fairly self-explanatory, as it indicates on line 14 of page 1. An appeal from a final decision, ruling, or action taken by an administrative appeals process adopted by a home rule municipality shall be appealed to the circuit court in which the home rule municipality is located. I'd make just a couple of quick points. One, this amendment to existing law in the 126 title is directed towards home rule municipalities. Secondly, it's providing a final appellate source for any disputes relative to administrative appeals. And I believe, as we all recognize, many times there are questions raised that deal with administrative rules as opposed to a civil or a criminal trial type proceeding. And when there is an administrative proceeding, then the question is, what is the appellate process? Typically, the appellate process is a hearing by a hearing officer. Then it goes to maybe a senior official in that agency. And then if it's going to be appealed further, it's taken to circuit court. So this bill simply seeks to apply that formula, if you would, to administrative appeals when there is a home rule municipality involved. And I will be next door, Mr. Chairman, in Education Committee, but I believe there's another proponent or two, and I believe there's a friendly amendment that's going to be offered. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If there are any questions now or subsequently, I'll be next door.
Thank you, Representative Hunt. I think I'll break from protocol. Does anyone on the committee have any questions for Representative Hunt while he's with us? Okay, thank you, Representative Hunt.
Thank you.
Are there any further proponents for House Bill 1096?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Larry Nelson. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Municipal League. I'm also an attorney, and I practice in Canton, South Dakota. I do have an amendment I would like to have distributed, if I may. In my testimony, Senator Schleckaway, may I refer to the amendment and the bill?
You may.
Thank you. This bill is brought to you on behalf of a decision that was rendered in the city of Sioux Falls regarding a person versus Daniel Daly. And the city of Sioux Falls uses an administrative procedure to handle ordinance violations, and they found that to be a good procedure to do that. Think, if you would, of a zoning violation or a nuisance violation. They have this administrative process where the person gets a hearing. The Supreme Court, in the appeal, said to us that there's no right of appeal under the code, and I'll quote you exactly what the court said. It said that the South Dakota Constitution requires meaningful judicial review of cities' administrative decisions regarding the citations daily received. No right of appeal to administrative decision to circuit court exists unless the South Dakota legislature enacts a statute creating that right. And that's what this bill does. Supreme Court has drawn us a roadmap, and we're going to follow that. Then there should be a right to an appeal. The amendment specifically addresses the need by the court. And again, I'm quoting from the opinion, SDCL 1-26-1. Bracket 1 specifically excludes a local unit of government from the definition of agency. Under the amendment, we're putting a local city that is home rule under the definition of agency. There are nine home rule cities. Sioux Falls is one, Brookings is one, Beresford is one, and I can't go any further than that, but I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Are there any further proponents who wish to testify on House Bill 1096? Seeing no further proponents, the chair will now move on to opponent testimony for House Bill 1096. Are there any opponents? Seeing no opponents, the chair will waive the rebuttal portion of the hearing and move on to questions of committee members. Senator Bradford.
I have a question of Larry. And seriously, I don't want you to misinterpret, but at one time, Todd County was had home rule. Would they be included under this bill?
Mr. Chairman? I think under the definition of agency, the amendment, Senator Bradford, the answer to that would be not, because the amendment you have in front of you includes under the definition of an agency a home rule municipality, but it does not say home rule county.
Any further questions, committee members? Seeing no further questions, the chair will now move on to committee discussion and or action, and I will remind committee members we do have an amendment in front of us.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Teason.
I move amendment 1096-TA.
Second.
We have a motion to amend House Bill 1096 with amendment 1096-TA by Senator Teason, second by Senator Holeen. All in favor, committee members, or excuse me, Mr. Teason, any comments? Okay, this is a voice vote. Committee members, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. House Bill 1096 is amended. Any further discussion and or action from members of the committee on House Bill 1096 as amended? Senator Holeen.
I'll move to pass on House Bill 1096, as submitted.
We have a due pass motion by Senator Holeen on House Bill 1096 as amended, seconded by Senator Teason. Any comments on your motion, Senator? Any further discussion? Okay, the motion before us, committee members, is due pass on House Bill 1096 as amended. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Hanoff. Excused. Lederman.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Teason.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Having received a majority vote of members-elect present, House Bill 1096 passes as amended and...
Mr. Chair?
Senator Teason.
Move consent.
Second. We have a consent motion by Senator Teason, seconded by Senator Lederman. This is a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay.
I should have said nay.
House Bill 1096 passes and will be placed on the consent calendar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That being an amendment, you guys? Come on, that's got to go back to huh?
The final bill on our calendar this morning is House Bill 1186. This is an act to prohibit registered sex offenders from circulating petitions and to provide a penalty for the violation thereof. Welcome, Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Good morning. Phil Jensen, District 33, Rep. As stated, House Bill 1186 is an act to prohibit registered sex offenders from circulating petitions and to provide a penalty for the violation thereof. This does provide an exception where the registered sex offender is in the employ of or under the supervision of another person and where the circumstances preclude any contact with children. It also allows for any registered sex offender circulating any nominating petitions on his or her own behalf for election to any federal, state, or local office for which the registered sex offender is otherwise qualified. I understand there will be an amendment, and we do consider it a friendly amendment. I will stand by for any committee questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Jensen. Further proponent testimony for House Bill 1186.
Good morning, Chairman Schleckaway, committee members, Stacey Eggert, Executive Director for the South Dakota Sheriff's Association. We're here today asking for your support on House Bill 1186. Sheriff Kevin Tome was supposed to be here testifying today. He had brought this bill to our attention last year and asked us if we would support it following an incident that they had had or an issue they had had in Pennington County. We believe very strongly this is a public safety issue, especially for women and children. When a registered sex offender is circulating the petitions, they're able to talk to individuals with the individual not having any idea that they are a registered sex offender. During this time, they can size them up. They have access to their name and their home address. There is no cure for pedophilia, and we ask for your support, and I will stand by for any additional questions you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Eggert. Any further proponents for House Bill 1186?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Aaron Lansing, Secretary of State's office. I have an amendment, and I believe the page is passing it out. With your permission, I'd like to speak to both the amendment and the bill.
You may.
Thank you. Secretary of State's office comes in support of this legislation. The amendment would take the bulk of this bill and move it from the criminal statute and place it into election statute, where it deals specifically with petition circulators. The reason for this is that way, if you look into the code, if you look in the laws, and you look for petition circulators, you go to elections because that's what you first think. And that way, when you go there, you see that this is part of what a petition circulator can and cannot do. It also adds, at the bottom of the amendment, adds a section into the sex offender part of the code so that if you're looking for do's and don'ts of a sex offender, it's listed in there as well. Like I said, we support this legislation, and we agree with the previous comments that this helps protect the most vulnerable. We're willing to help facilitate this if it does pass. The petition process is a very important and proud portion of our state history, and this legislation helps ensure that it's not taken advantage of. With that, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, I ask for your favorable passage, and we'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lorenzen. Are there any further proponents for House Bill 1186? Seeing no further proponents, the chair will now move on to opponent testimony for House Bill 1186. Are there any opponents? Seeing no opponents, the chair will waive the rebuttal portion of the hearing and move on to questions from members of the committee. Senator Teason.
Thanks. Just a quick question for Secretary of State's office. I just want to make clear that your amendment does nothing except move the provisions to the petition section and then cross-reference it in the sex offender section. Doesn't make any substantive changes to the bill?
Mr. Chair? Correct. 12-1 deals with petitions and petition circulators and general provisions, so it would be listed in both, and you can look in both areas for that topic.
Thank you.
Senator Bradford.
I have a question on the I don't know who could answer it. Maybe one of you. My question is, what's the ramifications if I happen to know that there's a tremendous number of sex offenders on register, and And they're not always, you're not always aware of who is and who isn't. If he happened to circulate a petition for me, and then all of a sudden somebody said, hey, that guy was a sex offender. What's the ramifications here? Is it my petition's no good? Or is it the sex offender goes to jail? Or, I mean, what? This bill has a... I didn't see where it said what the ramifications are.
Representative Jensen.
The ramifications would be for the sex offender, and it would, for him or her, it would be possible 1 year or in jail or $2,000 fine. As far as the person had hired him or her, I don't understand that there'd be any ramifications at all.
Senator Teason.
Oh, if I could follow up, can the Secretary of State confirm that those signatures would still be valid? I think that was part of the original question.
Mr. Chair, it is my understanding that is correct. The signatures would still be valid. Because this doesn't deal with invalidating the petition, it only deals with the circulator himself. I believe that's the case.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair. Senator Lederman.
Question for the sponsor.
Wow. Yep.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Jensen, so if, let's say, the legislative candidate from District 33 in Rapid City was a sex offender and was also circulating his own petition, would then the petition be still acceptable?
According to this, Mr. Chairman, according to House Bill 1186, it would be valid.
Thank you.
Representative Jensen, I have a question too, briefly. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
I guess the question I have is in regards to in the employ of or under the supervision of, if a registered sex offender is standing outside a post office, am I to conclude that that someone has to be there supervising him at that point? Or what if a registered sex offender is circulating petitions on an issue that's going to our ballot in November outside the post office? Could he do that if he's being supervised by an organized campaign? Or, you know, I guess I'm a little unclear that Section 2 language in the employ of.
Okay. Mr. Chair, that would allow him or her, as long as they're supervised by another person, to circulate those petitions, yeah.
And my question, I guess, Representative Jensen, does supervision mean physically monitor? There, would the supervisor have to be there, or would it just be? Maybe I'm muddying the waters. I'm not intending to do that.
Well, supervision isn't exactly spelled out in
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
So
that's okay. You don't.
Good question.
Senator Bogalka, yeah.
Senator Tim Bogalka, District 4, Clear Lake. I am the Senate sponsor. I'm here for that purpose. I did not sign in yet, but at your question, Mr. Chairman, I think the most pertinent part of Section 2 is the last few words, and where the circumstances preclude any contact with children.
Okay.
I think that would be the overriding circumstance that... As long as the circulator does not have access to children, he can be out in a place supervised, or even unsupervised if he's only in a place where there is no chance of him having contact with children.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Badalka, for pointing that out to me. I appreciate that. Senator Thiessen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have an amendment to propose.
You do? Okay.
On line 14, prior to the word supervision, insert the word immediate.
Okay, the committee members, the chair will break from protocol a little bit so we can talk through this amendment. Senator Thiessen is proposing on line 14, before the word supervision, to include the word immediate. Do I have a second on that motion?
Seconded
by Senator Holeen. And Senator Thiessen, please explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I think the discussion that you were having and we were having about what does supervision mean, I believe this at least helps to clarify that. To me, immediate supervision is more clear and requires somebody in the presence of to a greater degree than just the word supervision. So I think we improve it by adding the word immediate.
Thank you, Senator Thiessen. Any further discussion on the proposed amendment before us for House Bill 1186? Okay, this will be a voice vote, committee members, to amend House Bill 1186 by including the word immediate on line 14 in front of supervision. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. House Bill 1186 is amended. Senator Holeen.
Just so that we can move forward yep. with the bill as the sponsors would intend, I would move the amendment 1189, Foxtrot Charlie. Has that been moved already?
This is a typo, Senator Holeen. It should be 1186.
Okay.
But that's just
a... Well, I'll move that one then, too.
Okay. Okay, Senator Holeen, committee members, has made a motion to amend House Bill 1186 with 1186 Foxtrot Charlie, FC. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Thiessen. Any discussion, Senator Holeen, on your proposed amendment?
No, thanks.
Okay, committee members, the motion before us is to amend 1186 with 1186 FC. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. House Bill 1186 is amended. Any further discussion on House Bill 1186 as amended? Senator Bradford.
Well, I don't understand this bill. I honestly don't, because the last part says the guy can do it for himself. The only way he's in trouble is if he does it for me. I don't understand this. He hadn't ought to even be able to do it for himself if it's a problem. You understand me? I don't know the problem here, but... evidently, we've had a lot of these guys out circulating petitions, but as a matter of discussion, I could too very well be in trouble, because we have a tremendous amount of people on the sex offender registry on a reservation, and they are. Frequently put on the radio, but I don't always get to hear that, and I could accidentally one of these guys, probably my relative or neighbor, I don't know, and so I kind of don't understand what we must have a rash of this somewhere that brought this bill.
Mr. Chair. Senator Lederman.
I think Senator Bradford kind of makes a good point, because if you look at the way the bill's written, it would actually encourage sex offenders to run for office, so they would have the ability to circulate their own petition. If you look at it, if that was their modus operandi, was to use petition circulation as a way to meet new people, they could get around the whole thing by just filing a nominating petition or an intent to run for office.
I'd like to weigh in a little bit on this. To me, you know, Ms. Agard's testimony, you know, sums up. I do think the bill is a good bill. But at the same time, I do, it is kind of unclear that Section 3 is a little interesting. You know, you can't, I don't know, I guess the chair is a little indecisive, but I do think for the most part it's, you know, I understand the rationale behind the bill. Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, first of all, I'm sorry that that Sheriff Tome was unable to be here this morning to provide some greater detail about the situation. And this is not, as far to my knowledge anyway, is not a widespread problem. But it was and remains a singular problem in Pennington County, for which no other solution was apparent. There is what I consider to be an egregious case. From my law enforcement background, I'm familiar with the sex offender that was in question here, and I'm secondarily familiar with the situation at the Pennington County Courthouse in regards to this registered sex offender causing problems during the collection of signatures. So I'm well aware of the situation that this bill attempts to address. If I could just address the section regarding the individual, whether regarding collecting signatures for themselves, we had that discussion. There were a couple forms of this bill floating around, and it seemed to me in my discussions with those that were going to be proposing this bill that by not allowing a person to circulate a petition on their own behalf, that we were going to run into some further legal and perhaps constitutional issues. I find it highly unlikely, first of all, that a sex offender is going to run for public office. Certainly possible, but I find it unlikely. And I find it even more unlikely that a sex offender would take out a petition for a public office for the purpose of gaining the information from the petitions, and so I consider those to be, although, you know, theoretically possible, to be highly unlikely. And from my point of view, this bill is easier if we allow this unlikely exception that someone could circulate a petition on their own behalf. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Teason. Any further discussion on House Bill 1186 as amended? Seeing no further discussion, we do not have a do pass motion yet in front of us on House Bill 1186. So if there's no further discussion, the chair would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Holine.
I'll move do pass on 1186. As twice amended.
Second.
We have a do pass motion on House Bill 1186 that has been amended twice by Senator Holine, seconded by Senator Teason. Any discussion, Senator Holine?
Yes. I think I'm with the rest of the committee in having some issues with the bill, but in the end, if the Sheriff's Department wants this and the Secretary of State wants it, then I have a very hard time thinking that, particularly the sheriffs, are going to make any bill that makes their job harder and creates more problems for them. The idea and the intent behind the bill was to clarify a situation and give them a little bit more muscle in order to address a grievous wrong. And while this might not be a perfect bill, and there still are some questions. I think with a do pass motion, at least we can then have this conversation on the Senate and make Senator Bugalka earn his money on the floor.
Thank you, Senator Holeen. Is there any further discussion on the do pass motion in front of us on House Bill 1186 as amended? Senator Bradford.
Well, I some parts I wish I'd I actually never the bill wasn't brought to my attention, and I mean I just didn't see it, or I would have asked some major question about because in my light the definition of a sex offender is pretty. Has a pretty wide scope. I don't know. I've been told you could be a sex offender by standing out by your car and going to the bathroom and somebody seeing you. You could be charged with that. Now, at that point, if it that has nothing to do with what a major sex offender we're trying to reach here. I don't know. I would have. And we still haven't really had a definite idea of, the actual people to tell us what the ramifications are here. I don't think we've really been told what from the actual people that will enforce this. I would have liked to have the Attorney General tell me, if it's reported to him, what he's going to do. Well, what's going to happen here? And so I'm probably going to vote against it. So maybe by the time it gets to the floor, all those things can be found out and explained.
Thank you, Senator Bradford.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Nelson.
Briefly, and thank you for allowing me to chime in. I had to read this thing about five times before I fully understood it. It seems somewhat confusing. I appreciate the intent, and I'm going to vote for the bill. I think it's somewhat necessary. Although isolated instances, and I hope isolated instances. But I would encourage the sponsors to maybe take a good look at it before it comes down to the floor and see if there can be some clarity added to it. Senator Lederman just shared with me some concern about the last section. If I, in fact, am a sex offender on the registry circulating a petition in my own behalf to run for office, shouldn't I be supervised as well? Since we're supervising the first part, maybe we should be supervising the second part. And maybe we're overthinking this bill, but again, I support the motion, and just maybe think over the weekend somebody can work on it a little bit better. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Nelson. Any further discussion on the do pass motion on House Bill 1186 that's been amended twice? Seeing no further discussion, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
No.
Lederman?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Five yes, one no, one excused.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Having received a majority vote of members-elect present, House Bill 1186 passes as amended and will go to the Senate floor. Senator Lederman has a personal privilege here.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, I just want to say that is one fine-looking scarf Representative Jensen is wearing. Maybe after the committee I can find out where I might get one, too.
Thanks, Senator Lederman. I actually like Representative Jensen's tie better than his scarf today. I don't know.
Very nice.
Well, with that said, committee members, that wraps up our committee hearings for the year and our meetings. And once again, you guys made my job extremely easy. And when you have a committee full of senators who have extensive local government experience, you know, my job becomes very easy. And so I appreciate all your work and your expertise on these issues and your patience with the chair. And it's been a privilege. So,
Mr. Chair.
Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I speak for the committee when I say you've done a great job as chair. I know that you've been kind of put into this spot as a new member to the Senate, and so you've done a great job. I think we all are happy to have you as our chair, and also for the work by Lois and Tom this year. You guys did a great job and kept this moving, so I appreciate all your work. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Lederman, and also Jeanette Black, who's sick today, has been our committee secretary and has done a phenomenal job, and Lois has stepped up and pinch hit here the last couple committee meetings as well.
I too would like to commend the chair and the staff and everything, and especially the chair for the latitude, because sometimes I get kind of out of the protocol of things, and you've been very, very gracious. I appreciate that. I have had a committee chair once or twice that wasn't that gracious, so I really appreciate that, and I think you've really done a good job.
Thank you, Senator Bradford. Senator Holine.
Well, I'll just second all the love going on here, but but I will say, where's this complete lack of recognition of the vice chair in this process?
Senator Holine, if you would have had a tie like Representative Jensen instead of that bow tie, you would be getting more love today.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Teason first, I think. Oh. He wants to chime in.
I want to move adjournment.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I was going to say that we did recognize the vice chair by passing 1196, so that now you can go and circulate your own petitions.
Okay. With that said, I think we're still on the internet. So, Senator Teason.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Okay, we have a motion to adjourn by Senator Teason, second by Senator Holine. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Meeting adjourned.